But Bofang has really soured me. I have a UV5R, one of the original ones, V1 5 watt, and Mike from the TMRS Troy Repeater bought it for me as a gag gift. I think some of you know the story, so not to ramble or babble. But I bought a brand new speaker mic for it. Brand spanking new, new design, heavy cord, beautiful mic, two-position PTT, volume switch, everything like that. And in 36 days, it tanked. Well, I couldn't return it through Amazon because they only go 30 days, so I contacted Bofang, and Bofang wouldn't answer me. No, I contacted the people at the Amazon place, and they didn't answer me, so I contacted Bofang, and they said, we don't have any problems with that thing. We don't have any issues with it. So I emailed them back some complaints about the same issues I have and said to them, you guys have a design fault with it. It's a faulty design. It fails. And they said, well, we're not aware of that. And I said, so you're telling me I'm screwed? And they go, pretty much so. I said, all right, I'll never buy another item of yours again, whether it's an antenna, a radio, a rubber ducky, a belt clip, anything. I'm not buying anything from Bofang. So that's why I didn't buy one of those DM32s, even though they do look like nice radios and they sound pretty good. That's my critique on it, W8RC1.